Republicans presented a new offer, which Democrats said is a move in the right direction, but still inadequate. Republican Representative John Gard says the state doesn't have the power to limit independent spending.
So what we're going to do is make them come in 30, 60, whatever, how many days ahead of time to tell us what they're going to do. And so you got to try and find ways to get at that. But in a lot of places, the change is going to be around the fringes because we are restricted by the Constitution.
Democratic Senator Chuck Quala of Madison says the courts would accept a law requiring independent spending groups to report what they spend in advance so the state can give candidates an equal amount.
We believe that we can fundamentally change the system, and we believe that the Supreme Court will recognize that. You believe it will be changes around the fringe. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for comprehensive reform and an opportunity to go to the court and put the case before them. And we think they will understand the compelling state interest that's here with regard to campaign finance reform.
In addition to campaign finance reform, the remaining issues of disagreement in the conference committee are some of the big money items, the amounts for shared revenue to local governments, the prison system, and reserves for state employee raises. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.